Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dee. How may I help you?
Hi, Dee. Yes. My name is Fran Pasalacqua. I had sent in $5 for the it was for the Dyson survey.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I sent it in. I didn't send it in. I did it on the computer in April 25th, and I have not received anything yet. They said that that was for shipping and handling the $5, and I haven't received the vacuum. I'm looking at the comments, and I see other people that have said that they received their vacuum already.
Okay, no problem. I have your zip code. Pull up your account.
07747.
Could you verify your first and last name?
Francine Pasalacqua.
Is that last name with a K?
No, P. P as in Peter, A-S-S, that's Sam, A-L-A-Q-U-A.
And is it on the same phone number here?
No, I did it all online.
You didn't enter in like a phone number or anything like that?
I'm sorry?
Did you enter in like your phone number or anything like that?
I entered my phone number on the form that was there.
Okay, can I have the last four of your card number? It's not pulling up through the phone number or your zip code.
Okay. Well, the one I used was hacked, so I had to get a new card. But it was 3500. And it showed in my account.
Okay, and then your first six of that card?
My first what?
The first six numbers of that card as well.
I don't have that card because it was hacked and I had to get rid of it.
Okay, repeat your zip code to me once again, please.
07747.
What does the name say on the side of it? Because it's not pulling up anything here on my end.
The name say on what?
On the statement, like next to the $5.
Well, I'm going to try to pull it up now. So just hold on 1 minute. Oh, here we go. It says, the way it appears on my statement, it's $5, and it says C, the letter C, digital, GADGE, G-A-D-G-E.
Okay.
And then there's a number. I don't think it's a phone number. I don't even know if it's a phone number. And then it's WY, is probably Wyoming, I'm thinking. U.S. card purchase.
Hmm. Yeah, no, I'm not pulling up anything here. What I would just suggest is just giving your bank a call and just, you know, just tracking that information there, because it's not pulling up anything here on my end.
Okay. Well, this was for, this came through from, like, Home Depot, but I know it's not actually from Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's from, I guess, I don't know. Some scamming thing, I would assume.
Yes, ma'am, because we do, we're a third-party car center, so we handle different companies, basically.
Okay, so, okay, it's Home Depot. It says, congratulations, we would like to offer you a unique opportunity to receive a brand-new Dyson V11 to claim, simply take the short survey about your experience with us. And that's what I did.
You did that in April?
Yes, April 25th it was.
Yeah, it's not even pulling up an account.
So I got scammed for $5. I guess.
I would just suggest just calling your, giving your bank a call and just to see where that transaction came from and stuff like that. And then they should be able to, like, give you a number for that, that company there.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a good day.
You too. Bye.